Christ's mother Mary died about 10 years after their arrival in France. Jesus was with her to the end, as were the children and Magdalene. Joseph of Arimathea died 4 years later. So it was then just James, Philip, Magdalene, Jesus, and the four children. Jesus would hold small sermons with the children of the villages in the area sitting around him, and they became the future Gnostics who put forth his teachings. He would also give sermons for any who would listen, but those were fairly infrequent. Francine says that Jesus loved children and knew that they were the future and would carry his teachings to future generations. Jesus also did a few healings from time to time, but was careful to be low-key about his healing abilities. Magdalene, on the other hand, was very proactive in the community, teaching women to give spiritual advice and even what we might call the sacraments. They performed baptisms, counseled, and even performed marriages. They also studied other religions, theologies, and even philosophies that were available in a type of study group with open discussions on the merits or fallacies of each. Women were the first priests. Even historians agree on this fact. Strangely enough, women were also becoming spiritual teachers in other parts of the world, which also led later on to the Holy Inquisition. This secured once and for all that all women should keep their place or be branded as witches or heretics. France does play another part in the Joan of Arc saga, which is a book in itself. There was a lot of spirituality that came out of France due in no small way to the teachings of Jesus and Mary Magdalene. After spending more than 40 years in France, Jesus died at around the age of 86, which was very old for that time. Magdalene lived 20 years beyond him, into her 90s. Magdalene was venerated by the local populace almost as a saint or pope would be later on. She healed, did good works, taught, and gave sermons. One of their sons went to Greece, and the other went to Rome, but Sarah and Esther stayed in France. With Magdalene's help, they set up small and sometimes large conclaves of Gnostics that spread to Spain, Portugal, the British Isles, and even to the far eastern countries such as India. These Gnostics didn't take hold in India and the Far East as they did in Europe, perhaps because they had been so steeped in their own religions of Hinduism, Buddhism, etc. Despite their failure there, they were not persecuted in any way, as there is perhaps nowhere on this earth where religions reside side by side with as much tolerance as they do in India. Oh, there may have been some insurrections and persecution, for man will be man, but nothing like the seemingly endless conflict between the people of Israel and the Palestinians. In India, you will see temples, mosques, and churches sitting right next to each other. When Jesus and Magdalene left this plane, they were aware of their charts and knew it would be years before their true story would be told. Above all, their lives were dedicated to the true God without dogma or fear. But theirs is probably one of the greatest love stories of all time, surpassing Eloise and Abelard or Romeo and Juliet. They were totally dedicated to each other and of one mind in loving God and bringing forth truth. Those who knew the truth were fiercely protective of it, and from that protection, secret societies eventually evolved because of the persecution of the church. The church, which really wanted supreme patriarchal power, was out of control because no one person or group was strong enough to stop it. It already ruled kings and the nobility, had vast amounts of land and holdings, and was extremely wealthy. Corruption was running rampant, and the church was clearly abusing its power with the overthrow of kings and persecuting Gnostics and other sects and religions with crusades and the Inquisition. Holy wars and torture and death became its tools, all in the name of God. So secret societies were formed and went underground to protect the lineage of the holy bloodline and to preserve freedom of worship beyond the reach of the church. True, some of them became corrupt with power in their own right, but that still didn't affect what they knew. They just used that power wrongly.